Picture the critical infrastructure in your city right now. You know, concrete, heavy iron pipes, power lines just humming with electricity. Now swap those pipes and wires for rivers, wetlands, and mountain catchments. Welcome to today's deep dive into a 2020 Western Cape government presentation on the Ecological Infrastructure Investment Framework, or EIIF. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, so to really make sense of this framework, we have to look at nature strictly as a hard economic asset. I mean, the South African National Biodiversity Institute, they laid the groundwork for this back in 2016.
Right, and to understand how to invest in nature, we first have to redefine what nature actually is in an economic sense. So, how did they define it?
Well, they defined ecological infrastructure as naturally functioning ecosystems that generate like measurable services. So we're talking flood reduction, providing steady clean water, even psychological well-being.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And what's fascinating here is that maintaining these systems isn't treated as some, peripheral environmental goal. It is a basic structural requirement for a functional green economy.
But wait, I mean, we usually just build concrete dams and seawalls to solve these problems, right? Why invest in a mountain catchment or like a coastal dune instead?
Well, because traditional built capital, like a concrete dam, constantly depreciates. It requires massive capital maintenance budgets just to keep it from failing.
Right, concrete cracks over time.
Exactly. An intact ecosystem, however, is a self-regulating asset. But the problem is these natural assets are cracking under severe pressure, which is exactly why the government needed this EIIF.
And it is a highly calculated map, right? Because natural infrastructure is crumbling under pressure, governments need a literal map of where to deploy capital.
Yeah, they aren't just drawing circles around pretty forests. The framework models extreme vulnerabilities like water security, wildfire hazards, flood risks, rangeland degradation, and then it overlays all of that with active threat data.
What kind of threats are we talking about here?
They mathematically track where unlawful agriculture is encroaching, where urban sprawl is expanding, and where invasive alien species are physically choking out the native vegetation, not to mention tracking fires.
Wow, so they are quantifying where the natural infrastructure is closest to total failure. It's a
Gotcha.
lot like how a city public works department prioritizes pothole repairs, you know?
That's actually a really good way to put it.
Yeah, like they analyze traffic volume and the risk of a severe vehicle blowout to decide which street gets repaved first, just on this massive ecological scale. So the EIIF is basically a high-stakes risk assessment portfolio for Mother Nature. Here's where it gets really interesting.
Well, the funding side of things.
Exactly. If ecological infrastructure is infrastructure, how do we actually pay to fix it? Because once you identify the worst potholes in a mountain catchment, how are you financing those repairs?
Right. You do it by tapping into traditional capital markets. You treat it as a literal financial asset class.
Wait, really? Like Wall Street kind of stuff?
Yes, exactly. If we connect this to the bigger picture, municipalities can deploy mechanisms like municipal infrastructure grants, or even issue green bonds.
Green bonds for nature.
Yeah, I mean, the city of Johannesburg issued a 1.5 billion rand green bond, and Cape Town secured a 1 billion rand bond.
Wait, a billion rand just for that? That's incredible.
Yep. And the framework shows how you can service that debt through active ecological management. Take those invasive alien species we mentioned earlier.
Okay, the ones choking out the native plants.
Right. When crews harvest invasive pines that are draining a water catchment, they can actually sell that alien biomass as commercial timber or biofuel.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so that direct revenue stream or the money saved helps pay off the bond.
Are we literally issuing bonds to clear invasive alien species because it's fundamentally cheaper than rebuilding a town after a mega fire? So what does this all mean?
It means you're essentially using the physical problem to fund the financial solution. You sell the invasive wood to service the municipal debt.
While simultaneously preventing the multi-million-dollar disaster cost of a mega fire fueled by those exact invasive trees.
Exactly. The avoided disaster cost is the anchor of the whole framework. Securing a catchment today isn't about charity.
Right.
It's about avoiding the catastrophic expense of rebuilding a downstream town tomorrow.
Yeah.
The math just firmly favors preserving the ecological asset.
Which shifts nature into an infrastructure asset class. It turns environmental conservation from like a charity case into a hard economic necessity.
Absolutely. It completely changes the financial reality of the land around us.
And that brings us to a final provocative thought to leave you with today. if a wetland is now officially classified as a built infrastructure asset providing measurable municipal services, who becomes financially liable when unlawful urban development paves over it and causes a massive flood?
That is the million-dollar question.
Right. I mean, if that ecosystem is infrastructure, paving it over is fundamentally no different than bulldozing a city's water treatment plant. Something to ponder the next time you look out at a river.